welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 27 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. With me, as always, is Tim. I forgot to put the S on always for some reason. So how's it going, Tims?
Oh, man, we're holding up pretty well.
Looking forward to the big day. It's coming soon.
Yeah, I know. It's like barreling down. I don't know.
Yeah, like we got to record a lot of these to get them out before the event.
That's fine. We'll just release an episode a day.
We almost have to at this point.
I know. Yeah.
Well, maybe next time they'll get rules out beforehand and we can start sooner.
That would help.
It's kind of an organizational nightmare.
Oh, man. That was that orc something good. I don't know.
That was strained. So, yeah, it's yes. Orcs. It's orcs this time.
Orcs. Always orcs. Yeah. Everybody loves them.
Yeah. Entirely indifferent on orcs.
Yep.
Throughout my whole life, I think I've played orcs one time in a tournament just to say I did.
Huh. Yeah. I never really loved them, but I think they were the first league team I ever played, but that was more off suggestion and me not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
You know, people love to tell you to just play orcs first because you won't die that bad. And That part's usually true.
There's truth to that, yeah. Oh, should probably bring up the rules to tell you what the build total or build is for them.
Yep, I believe they are a tier one team.
That should give you...
Which would give you six primary skills.
Four primary and one secondary, or three primary and access to one star player.
Oh, man. I'm doing that part, for sure.
As I say, no one's going to do that.
Morgan orcs. With no skills.
Pretty much.
And all goblins.
Oops, probably all goblins.
you could name your team that. That would be fun.
I'm sure someone has.
Well, there's enough teams. It could be.
Well, that's going
to
be the bet.
I wanted to do that now. You think they'll let me late change my team? I love that.
I don't think so, but in the future, you can take that to a tournament called Oops, All Goblins, and just have a goblin team.
It'd be better if it was Black Orcs, because then it could be all goblins. This way, it would just be a lie.
And if you name them all Barry. So you can just take any positional team, like all positions, and or all, you know, 1 through 12 positionals, whatever. You just call them Barry, and it's Oops, All Berries.
That's right.
For anyone outside of America, that is a Captain Crunch Oops, All Berries reference, which have not been in existence in, I have no idea how long.
I don't know. I kind of live near the land of Captain Crunch. They manufacture it in Cedar Rapids, just north of here.
Yeah, that's a fun place to drive by. Smells like cereal.
And sometimes, when they're making it, the whole town smells like Crunch Berries.
That is awesome.
But usually that whole town smells terrible. So it's like the Boone days or the Crunchberry days. So
it's like, oh, today is a good day.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So for orcs, what have we got for a team?
Yeah. So one of our teammates, Chance, is actually playing orcs, and he's played a roster like this in a lot of tournaments lately and really had some good success, including winning Gen Con Bowl just last weekend. So. Congrats to him. But what we've got here, I went with the one troll. So, and I put guard on this troll here, which I believe is what Chance is doing.
Yeah.
We have four of the biggins here, which I think you definitely want. I know Chance is taking all block on these, which is sort of the easy answer. I mean, it'll make stuff simple on you to have block on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly an argument for some guard mixed in here. I would say one or two more you could do and not take block. That would be fine. As the four blitzers, certainly. Orc blitzer, amazing value. I mean, a steal at 80K, so good.
Oh, for sure.
You could definitely skill up one or two of these blitzers if you wanted, and they have a lot of good choices. I mean, guard there is always good. You could do something like take a tackle blitzer or a frenzy blitzer or maybe even mighty blow, I suppose, and all those would be fine. I know on his team he is not skilling any blitzers, so we'll leave those off for now. You can fit in one thrower. you know, Mr. Throw here, not so good a player, but at least he's a discount now at 65K.
The five-movement thrower.
Yeah, and the AV 9+, and I mean, he's slow and bad armor, but and he hates his teammates now, so he doesn't like to throw even more than before. But with the built-in sure hands, still worth it over alignment if you can afford him. I know Chance is putting block on the thrower. I don't think I'd personally do that, but he's the one who's performing with his orcs, not me, so we'll say that. I would probably do one of those blitzer skills, guard or frenzy or tackle or something personally instead of that.
I've probably said this before, and I attribute it to Brian too, who said the fact that if you're putting skills on your ball carrier to not get hit, it's a waste because they should not be getting hit. They should be.
Yes, defensive skills on your ball carrier should not come up because, especially on a team like this, they shouldn't be getting sacked.
Yeah.
So, but it does give you one more block player. You could have 9 block players that way, which isn't bad.
And it helps on defense.
It helps on defense, I suppose. But I don't know. That guy, I don't really want him in the mix punching people and getting taken out, and then I don't have him for my drive. So
yeah.
Anyway, I know that's what Chance is doing, and it's worked well for him. He's mostly just going all block. A lot of times he'll even block the troll if the rules for the tournament let him. So next we have a lineman. You could do 2 linemen instead, but we're going with our 12th player being a goblin here, which to me is the right call because then it opens up the one turn score throwing him with the troll.
Mm-hmm.
Plus he's a little cheaper to foul with too. And not that I'd mind fouling with the 50K lineman either. That's often a great exchange as well. So that leaves you with, I think, both or 20K extra, which I have on here as 1 fan factor and 1 assistant coach. You could do 2 coaches or any mix and match there. Or if you buy the lineman instead of the goblin, that would eat up 1 of those 2. And you still can afford 3 rerolls. So pretty solid team at 1.15, I would say. Kind of can definitely come together well and really looks like a lot of people think so because they're one of the most popular teams.
Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much do anything you want with them. They're not dynamic, but they are well-rounded.
Yeah, and you could build more dynamic builds of orcs. They're probably not as good. They can play up to 4 goblins.
Yeah. So
even if you just have 2 goblins instead of that 1 lineman, the team's got 2 more 6 movers that are dodge and can get where you want them. It's just a lot more vulnerable.
And I'm sure, you know, before the change, Sneaky Git was on that goblin.
Oh, that was definitely on my notes, is that you could put Sneaky Git on this goblin potentially, but I wouldn't do that now. I don't know if I would have done it before, but now I definitely would not. He's just going to end up stuck in a spot where you don't want him and get blasted.
Yeah. Before we just dodge away or walk away. Just run away. Anyways, don't have to worry about that anymore.
His way right out of there. Yep. Nope. Not anymore.
Is there any way you would take a star player on this team?
Man, building for max competitiveness, I mean, I probably Bomber Dribble Snot is the best one.
Doesn't he cost extra, though?
Yes. I mean, it'd take up, like, all your skills.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
He's really good, and you can easily afford him here. So if it weren't for the skill tax, I would easily be trying to jam Bomber Dribble Snot into these orc builds.
Yeah.
But I just, for me, it wouldn't be worth basically being skillless.
Yeah.
As great as he is. Especially with the Bombardier changes, too. That makes him a fair bit worse, even though he's still amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could conceivably take Vorog and just a whole bunch of linemen.
Sure. I mean, you can still fit in several positionals with him. And I feel like there's better teams to do that with.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably rather just, I guess, be playing Black Orcs and doing that. If I wanted to jam in stars, really any star, because then if you're going to be all goblins to fit in a star, might as well be the goblin focus team with the thick skull one.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't have much to say about them. Like I said, it's just kind of a middling team. I get the popularity because they're plentiful, they're simplistic, and they're well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not drawn to them.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they're not, like you said, a dynamic team so much, but they can do dynamic things a bit with their blitzers. So, you know, it's not like you're playing Khemri here. They can shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
And the biggins are awesome now with the 5 move.
Yes.
I mean, this team used to be a little plotty, And that's not very true anymore.
No, those biggins are nice improvement, and they're just nasty.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, when I first saw the 2020 rules, I thought maybe orcs were worse because the animosity is really what jumped off the page mm-hmm. at me first. But really, that movement change, the biggins is the bigger change, and they're probably better than they've been in a long time.
Yeah, and I could see possibly giving one of them guard, but having them all have block just is so frustrating as an opponent because you're like, well, I'm not going to get rid of these guys.
Yeah, and they can really just bust you around.
Mm-hmm.
I know in some of our test games, in when I played against Chance with teams that had a lot of guard, he did occasionally like run into trouble there with very little guard of his own.
I could see that.
Where it messed with his strength. So I would like to fit at least two in here. That's why I would probably do the guard blitzer at least, even if I blocked all the biggins. Or maybe you could do a one guard biggin, like you said, and maybe a frenzy or tackle blitzer just to deal with those dark elf and skaven teams that are so ubiquitous and good.
Yeah, we have to make all future rosters without remembering that we need tackle on every team.
Yeah, fortunately, we at least listed them in advance. And I mean, you know, the top three teams all do have dodge, but Orcs is one of the top teams, and they're about the only one. It doesn't. I mean, like, do you need tackle against undead? Is that my top desire?
No.
Even though they have some dodge players, it's not a dead skill, you know.
It's
Orcs
not
are the
need.
Only real team, top team, where tackle's completely dead, basically. And even then, they can't.
They have a goblin.
But, yeah, it's. I mean,
someone
could
put dodge on a lineman. Somehow.
It's pretty dead in that matchup. But rest of these all have at least some dodge players, and you know, the top two it's really nice against.
Right. Overall, I'm just going to give it 2.5 because I believe it's right in the middle. I'm being biased. I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'd probably give Orcs about a 4. I think they work pretty well in these rules. A lot of the things that... like they don't aren't a great team for stars other than Bomber Dribble Snot, and stars are kind of held in check a little bit in these rules, so it does sort of benefit Orcs in that regard. You know, you're not going to be playing against as much Morgenthorg or you know, other stars as you might in some tournaments that maybe would give them trouble or whatever. So they're just harder to fit in on teams.
Fair enough. They're really a good team. I'm going to go back and give 3.5.
Sure.
I just don't like them. And I have to get past that. Because if I was playing this team, out of 9 games, they're solid. They're skilled. They're not going to go off the pitch easy.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 wins. I'm going to say... 4 because they're just a solid team.
Yeah, they're probably a team I'd be looking for getting at least 5 wins with, even though that's a lot for World Cup. But
yeah,
I guess, you know, to me, if they're one of the best teams, my hope would be I could win over half my games.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put them there. I don't think they're the best team.
No.
So I can't imagine on, you know, even the best team here saying I could think I'd win more than 6 games. I mean, even that's really vain.
Yeah.
But I would hope that if I'm playing one of the top teams, I could win at least half the matches. So
that's
put
fair.
Them in there at 5.
And then the bet this time, since they are, overall number 4 for races?
Yeah, most common.
Mm-hmm. Will an orc team place in the top 10?
Oh, no. I have to pick, don't I?
You get
to
pick.
Your bet.
I don't even know who gets to choose at this point, but I don't want to pick, so you pick.
Sure. Well, with it being... that many players, you know, almost 2,300 coaches. I'm going to say no. I mean, just the top 10 for anything but like Dark Elves and Skaven, I would probably just say no and roll the dice.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I will say no.
I think you're safe there.
But I do think they'll finish in the top 10%, I guess, like one of the top 20, 25 teams. I would guess they probably would make it to there at least.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think they're very good.
I don't have much else to say about them.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think they're a very solid team. Definitely one I'd pick.
But you didn't.
Bryant. I didn't. Well, Chance, I mean, Chance plays orcs all the time.
Yeah.
He always does the best with orcs. So even if I didn't think they were one of the best, say, six, seven teams to pick, I would have said he should play them because it's going to be the best results. I know maybe, I don't think I'm going to have a pun here. There's too many of those. It's getting awkward.
It is getting awkward. Okay. Well, with that, I think we shall end this and I'll say goodbye, and you'll say,
"No, I know. Hasta la mañana." Steve chided me for doing the wrong hastas, and now I'm all like,
"No, I didn't chide you. I was just saying, like, from my remedial, I'm trying to learn Spanish before I head out there,
yeah.
Somewhat." Yep. And apparently, hasta pronto is the preferred goodbye instead of hasta luego. I still say hasta luego because it's more fun.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It seems like something the Terminator will say, so I'm sticking with it.
All right, well, if anyone out there speaks Spanish and would like to let us know one way or the other, please do.
Yes, better than hasta la vista.
That is true.
So anyway, hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.